What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Fit Cook Life podcast, where we promote a healthy balance between fitness, food, and mindset.
What's up, guys? This is Coach Cam here. Welcome to season 5 of the podcast.
Yes.
Hope that you enjoyed that opener.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun. Coach Ronnie did a great job with that. It took a lot of effort. I'm not going to lie. This is
takes,
Coach
man.
Cam. Sitting across from me is Coach Ronnie.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast.
An holiday opener.
Yeah.
Holiday season. It's going to be a short mini-series here where we get you ready to rock and roll for 2021.
Yep. End of the year. It's December. Holidays are here. We are in the midst of it. Decorations are up.
Yeah.
Hanukkah's coming up this Friday.
Yeah,
beginning
it
of it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so. It's like the kickoff.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to unpack, a lot to unravel. You know, one thing that we're not going to end up going over during the holiday season is how to prepare and eat the day of, you know, your family get-togethers.
Right.
We've done that.
We've covered that plenty of times in the past. Go back, review Thanksgiving podcast.
Yes.
Look that one up, how to prepare for it.
Thanksgiving podcast, and I think the other one was Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So if you can go back and listen to those two, that's one thing that we're going to be skipping this season.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest,
preparing for 2021.
Yeah. Because it starts now.
Yeah, it really does. If you want to get ahead, you need to prepare.
Yes. Now, as always, quick shout out to our sponsor. Without our sponsors, we would not be able to have this podcast, and that is Apothecary ATL.
Yep. Shout out to the fine folks.
Yeah.
Over at Apothecary ATL.
If you're interested in CBD products, any type of muscle recovery, any type of sleep aid, they are your go-to source for any type of CBD needs.
Yep.
If you got questions, there's no dumb questions with them. They're really helpful and looking to really help everyone get the products that they need.
Yeah, educate you along the way too.
Absolutely.
Go follow them on social media at Apothecary ATL. Also, if you're not following us on social media, go ahead, follow us at The Fit Cook Life. You can follow Coach Cam at Real Cam Black. Follow me at Ronnie Denman.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to dive right into it today. Today's main topic, 'tis the season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does that mean? If 'tis the season usually means we're getting together with family, with friends,
mm-hmm.
you know, but we're skipping the eating part, right? How to eat on those days. So what are we talking about today? Well, we're talking about getting ready for 2021.
Mm-hmm.
The worst plan is no plan at all.
Right.
So if you think that you can start the year, the new year, new you, 2021, hopefully it's better than 2020. You know, if you're going to think you're going to sit down and be able to write out goals and then go out and achieve them without any preparation.
Mm-hmm. It's never going to happen.
It's not going to work.
No.
So what we're going to do is we're going to start preparing you. How do we look back on 2021 and years prior to that, if you haven't done that before?
Look back on 2020.
Yeah, look back on 2020. Sorry. Woo!
He's already jumping ahead here.
Yeah, I'm already looking at 2022. But no, if you've never done this before, we're going to explain to you how do you look back at recent and prior goals and be able to not judge yourself completely, but to be able to
reflect on it.
Reflect on it in a positive way to propel you forward in life.
Right.
Right.
Because if you don't reflect and you don't learn from what you did, then you're just going to repeat those same things.
Yeah. It's like saying to yourself, oh, I want good habits. I want good daily habits. And then you don't do anything the night before or the morning of to change those daily habits,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to continue to do the wrong things.
You're going to fall into your old habits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want to start getting up earlier in the morning, you need to start going to bed earlier at night, right? Mm-hmm. This is earlier at night. This is the time now. This is the end of the year. If we want a good start to the beginning of the year, then we start now. So how do we reflect on 2020? Now,
2020 has been a weird year.
It has been a weird year, but I want you to think more of, and hear me when I say this. We cannot blame COVID for everything.
No. You have to take ownership.
Yes, completely. So we're going to take away...
We've all been in the same boat.
We have. Yet people are still reaching goals.
Right.
How are they doing this? Now, I know that this is podcast land and you could be listening to us anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Right? So your state might be shut down more so than where we're at in Georgia. Okay? But you still have to think to yourself, hey, what I'm doing every single day reflects my future.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be in direct reflection to my future. So what we need to start doing is taking it apart, right? So what goals did you set for 2020? Did you reach those goals?
Mm-hmm.
And what goals are left that you have not reached? You mm-hmm. need to sit down and you need to write those things down. Pull out the notepad, pull out the fitness journal, whatever it is, that wherever you keep track of your goals. Once you write out what your goals were, be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want you to sit down and write out, did you achieve those goals? I want you to write out, how did you achieve a particular goal? Just one. How did you achieve a particular goal? So if your goal is to lose 5 pounds, how did you achieve it? What were the necessary things that you had to do in order to achieve that goal, right? Mm-hmm. If it was in business, in work, this didn't have to be fitness related at all. Of course, in this podcast, we're going to relate it to fitness. But if it was a business goal, let's say that for a second, your fitness goal you slacked on, but your business goal you actually did well on. I want you to diagnose how you hit your business goal. And then I want you to implement that same tactics into your fitness goal. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes sense to me.
So if you had a goal to achieve a certain, a certain goal in your business, and it was to sell five big sales in the quarter or whatever, and you ended up doing that, how did you do it? What daily things did you have to do? How many daily people did you have to call? How many, whatever it was. I want you to diagnose that down into smaller steps, and then I want you to go, okay, why didn't I achieve the goals that are left over? Mm-hmm. The ones I didn't do, right? So now we're going to take a second. We're going to write out the goals that we didn't hit. Now, how did we fail those? Where was it that we failed those goals? Now, with fitness, we always talk about there's three different aspects to a fitness goal, right? There's the training, the workout. That's what most people focus on, right? Yeah. There's the nutritional side. So if you're a little bit more into it, you're going to start focusing on the nutrition side. But then there's this whole mindset side that people overlook.
Mm-hmm.
That daily battle where you're looking at yourself and judging yourself in the mirror and all that type of stuff.
Right.
Because in 2021, we're going to tackle all three of those. And we're actually going to get you to your goals this way. So break it down. What made you fail? And don't be harsh on yourself, but be realistic and be true to yourself. Be honest. Right? I think that's a huge thing that most people are like, they ignore the goals that they didn't achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we learn from our mistakes. That's how we get better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we could put the same goal down from 2020 to 2021, but if we follow the same actions in 2020, we're not going to reach that 2021 goal.
Yeah, you got to set up your game plan and know what you're going to do going into it, because like we're saying, if you're doing the same thing over and over, you're just going to repeat the same results.
Mm-hmm. And remember, it comes down to daily actions.
Yeah.
It comes down to simple choices. Comes down to a simple self-belief that you can achieve it.
Yeah.
And we've talked about how to set goals before. We're going to reflect on that a little bit more in the coming episodes of this short season.
Yeah.
So far we've written down what goals we had in 2020. Which ones did we achieve or which ones we didn't. Put a check mark, put an X, whatever. However you want to do this. Everybody's different. And then pick one goal that you did achieve, break that down, figure out how did you achieve that goal, no matter what aspect of life that was in, and then break down why you didn't achieve one of your other goals.
I would say that goal that you achieved, pick one that really means something to you.
Yes, yes, yes. That's very important. It can't be...
It can't just be something random like, I did...
I wanted to go on a trip.
Yeah.
I went on the trip.
Yeah.
No, it's got to be like something that took time. It took the year. It was a 2020 goal that you achieved.
Yeah.
Something
that means something to you. Because if you have those emotions tied to it and you really diagnose it and figure out why you succeeded in that area, then you can really start to implement those habits into your fitness journey.
Yes, and that's what we're trying to get across to you. That right there, what Coach Ronnie just said, is that it's emotional, it's sentimental. When you set a goal for yourself,
we want you to care about it.
We want you to care about that goal. If you don't care about that goal, you're not going to achieve that goal.
No, if you don't put it in the forefront, we talked about it in our goal setting stuff before, but put it in a place that you see it every single day. Let it be a constant reminder to you. And if it's not something that you want to work on every single day, then you need to change your mindset.
And see, I'm going to give people a little tip, a little trick of how to do this. You know how most people put like sticky notes,
mm-hmm.
like on their mirror,
yeah,
right? Or on their refrigerator, right? How long do we keep those things up?
Till they fall off.
Yeah, and then what happens? We just...
And then we kick it under the refrigerator.
We throw it away. We do whatever we have to do. We get it out of there. More than likely, we're not really pushing ourselves after that. After writing it and sticking it on the fridge, we don't really do anything else to go get it, right? It's supposed to be used as a daily reminder. When you're on a fitness journey and you're keeping track of things, how often do you actually keep track of where you're at on the way to a goal? Right? How often do we keep track of where are we currently? Mm-hmm. So whether it's March, whether it's June, whether it's October, November, where are we? We set a goal in the beginning of the year, but then we expect ourselves to just reach them randomly, right? We've got to have two things. We need to have a weekly reminder, and then we need to have like a quarterly review.
Yeah.
And so you need to constantly remind yourself of what your goal is, and then you need to time a specific time spaced out throughout the year to reflect, like we're doing now, reflect on where was that goal? Oh, I haven't even started. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, I'm actually progressing quite a bit. Let's push that goal out. Let's make it a little bit bigger of a goal. All of a sudden, that January 1st goal that you wrote down was, I want to lose 20 pounds of fat, right? I want to lose 20 pounds for my wedding in September,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because I know a lot of weddings got pushed from 2020 to 2021,
yeah.
right? So let's say that we're doing that, right? All of a sudden, you lost that 20 pounds. Okay. Now what? Because if you're not careful, you're going to gain 5 pounds back, right?
Yeah.
So we've got to keep up with where we're at in those goals, which goals were achieved, which goals need to be put more in a priority than others. There's got to be a way for you to diagnose where you are on each particular goal.
Mm-hmm.
Which goals need to excel? Which ones that you reached a little too fast? Do you gave yourself a little too easy of a goal? You know, which ones you need to make a little bit harder? Stuff like that.
Yeah, and like you said, when we're going through, whenever you're assessing your 2020 goals, the ones that you set earlier on in the year, and when you're looking at it, where you failed and everything, we don't want you to be super harsh on yourself, but we want you to be realistic with yourself. If you didn't dedicate the time to go work out, then be honest with yourself. Write it down. Accept that. If you went out to eat every weekend and you drink alcohol every single weekend, like, be honest, write that down. That's something that can hinder your progress.
Yeah.
So just be realistic where you are. Do a self-check and be honest with yourself. You don't have to share it with anyone, but just write it down so you know where you are. It's all about being self-aware and knowing where you are right now, taking that in, and then moving forward from it. You can't stay where you are. And if you do that, then you're just going to become complacent. And when you become complacent, then just bad things start to happen. So,
yeah,
and take this stuff seriously.
Yeah, for real. Because you know how people say, like, oh, time's just passing by. Time's moving so fast. No, it's not. It's moving the same pace for everybody. Mm-hmm. Some people just take things a little bit more seriously or with more initiative than others.
Yeah.
So if health is a big deal for you, or if you need to make it a big deal, then make it a big deal. Start really pushing yourself to get better at it. Because there's other aspects of life where you are taking things seriously, whether it's your credit score or getting better at Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is.
Whatever you hold important to you.
The amount of points that you're getting on your credit card account, or, you know, like, there's certain things that people are like, oh, yeah, and they're constantly, checking.
Yeah.
We've got to make sure that we're checking our health.
Yeah.
You know, health should be a big deal. Mm-hmm. And if a doctor has told you that health should be a big deal, or if you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're hating yourself, then you need to start making things a priority.
Yeah. Make health a big deal.
So
we're here to help.
Yeah, we're here to help. I think one of the final things that we'll go over is what do you need to work on?
Yeah.
I think we need to look at daily, weekly, and monthly, right? That's how our, we're telling you all these things, but we also have it all planned out for you. If you go over to our website, thefitquicklife.com, we're actually selling a journal. It's questions that I asked on myself of my own journey. Put it all together, made it a fancy looking book, mm-hmm. right? You can write in it, you can put notes in it, and all that type of stuff. We've had a few people buy them before. So, going in and but if you don't want to buy a book or anything like that, you need to start asking yourself daily questions. You need to start asking yourself weekly reviews. You need to start, checking on yourself monthly. Where are you?
Yeah.
You know? And if not monthly, quarterly.
Make yourself a priority.
Yeah.
In 2021, make yourself a priority.
You've got to set up the daily habits. You need to set up, a way to check yourself. The accountability needs to be there, and you gotta get it going. But in the next podcast, we're gonna keep talking about how to prepare for 2021.
Mm-hmm.
This whole month, that's what this is gonna be about. So we're really giving you more of an overview this podcast of what's in store for the rest of the month, but. We're going to start diagnosing how do we set the goals, how to focus on working out specifically, how to focus on nutrition, and how to focus on the mindset battle that you're going to go through as well.
Mm-hmm.
Of not just setting goals and reaching them, but also what it comes down to fat loss and everything like that. But yeah. And, if you have any specific questions of how you can specifically reach a certain goal or set a certain goal for yourself, a realistic one, there's two ways you can go about it. You can either email us info@thefitcooklife.com or DM us, message us in some way, reach mm-hmm. out to us. And then the other one is signing up for our clarity calls. That's what they're all about.
Yeah.
We
helping you realize where you are right now.
Yes.
What your habits are. Some small steps that you can start implementing to get on your way.
Yeah. And usually it's that one phone call can really put you on the right path.
Yeah.
If we're not a good fit for you when it comes to your online or in-person training, no hard feelings.
Yeah.
But at least we can help you get on the right track or make sure that you are currently on the right track.
Yeah.
So sign up for that. It's a free call.
Yeah. Complimentary 30-minute call.
Yeah.
Even if you just need someone to talk to. During that 30 minutes, just head on over to the website. Easy to sign up. You can find it at the top of the page, at the bottom of the page, all different places.
Yeah.
Oh, but go ahead and check it out.
Yeah. And then if you're interested in diving in a little bit more in the nutrition side of things, we're actually going to be putting up an ebook soon of the how to calculate your macros.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about macros in the past, but it's going to be a cheap little book. Easy to do, and then might even throw in a video of how I explained it and
breaking it down.
Like that. Breaking it down, but that's something that's going to be coming new to the website soon as well.
Yeah, also been working on a lot of things behind the scenes on the app. So if you are not subscribed to the app, or if you're not a client who has the app, you need to get it. Just put on a whole brand new cooldown for you guys, a bunch of different stretches in there, and then like 50 plus different exercises.
And that's been a thing that I've been stressing with my clients is, great, you came, you put in the work today, you got in a good sweat, where are you with your food? Okay, here, we're tweaking things here and there, we're working on our nutrition. They're asking questions, I'm answering them. What's next, right? Once we start getting the rhythm down, what's next? Well, it's getting in that proper warm-up and getting in that proper cool-down.
Yeah.
Because it's not all about hitting it hard all the time.
Yeah.
If we're not doing a proper warm-up and a proper cool-down, that's how we get injured, and that's what sets us back. So make sure, if you're a client of ours and you're listening to this, get on the app and start doing your work, your homework. Start getting in those cool downs. You can do them without working out. Those cool downs are perfect for muscle fatigue, and then, you know, making sure that we're staying away from injuries.
Yeah, just overall good stretching too. So, also, I'll be working behind the scenes on a couple different programs coming out for 2021. A little quick announcement, if you stick through the entire podcast here at the end, we'll be having a kettlebell one, we'll be having a bodyweight one, and we'll also be having a dumbbell one. So, make sure to stay tuned for that.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of fun stuff going on our website as we get closer to the new year. So make sure that you're heading over there, checking out all the new stuff. Sometimes it might be a new picture. We don't know. It's always going to be something new every time you get on there.
Yeah.
So anything you want to close them with? Any wise wisdom from Coach Ryan that you want to close them with?
Just like we're talking about, do that self-assessment. Be honest with yourself. If you can't be honest with yourself, then you really need some help. And if you need some help, sign up for that clarity call. But just be vulnerable and write these things down. And I know it sounds so cliche to write it down and do all that kind of stuff, but it really matters.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really take the time to prioritize it and really sit down and just be in the moment and think about yourself and reflect on the things that you've done in the past year, celebrate your wins, learn from your losses, though. It's not about mulling over where you didn't succeed. It's more about learning from where you had little hiccups and realize that it is a journey throughout your entire life and you have plenty of time to work on this type of stuff. But once you start making it a priority, then you're really going to start seeing those changes.
And when you write it down, it becomes real.
Yeah.
It's not a lost thought.
Mm-hmm.
People lose their train of thoughts all the time. The moment you write it down, it becomes set in stone. It's real.
Yeah.
So write it down.
Yeah.
All right.
We look forward to seeing you guys in the next podcast.
Yeah, how to prepare for 2021 part 2 coming at you.
Yep, see you guys later.